Last week, we told you about a food product that detractors call pink slime. It's a meat product made from leftover meat trimmings treated with ammonia and then added to hamburger. And one place you can find it is school cafeterias. Well, today the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it will give school food administrators a choice. They can order ground beef free of pink slime. NPR's Allison Aubrey explains the USDA's decision.
When the USDA released a statement this afternoon announcing that it will give schools the choice to order beef that does not contain lean beef trimmings or so-called pink slime, it wasn't part of recognition that the voice of moms cannot be ignored, particularly ones like Bettina Siegel, who blog and tweet. We reached her on her cell phone.
You know, I do think there are safety concerns, but then there is also just this issue of, like, people just want to know what they're eating.
Siegel is the creator of a blog called The Lunch Tray, and a little over a week ago, she wrote a post fuming about so-called pink slime. She pointed out that it's treated with ammonia, something she uses as a cleaning agent to kill off pathogens, and that just sounds scary and gross. Well, clearly she touched a nerve, and when she went one step further, starting a petition to get beef trimmings out of school food, she quickly got about 225,000 signatures.
I was afraid I'd get 50 signatures and be kind of embarrassed for starting it, so I couldn't be more shocked.
Now, Siegel is not the first to complain about lean beef trimmings. A former USDA microbiologist has raised questions about its safety, and celebrity chef Jamie Oliver has brought it up on his TV show. All of the outcry has left the meat industry asking, where's the evidence that lean, finely textured beef trimmings are harmful? That's the issue Betsy Boreen of the American Meat Institution Foundation says she wants to address.
Well, first of all, the term pink slime is a slang term that's been used by media and other people to describe a process that produces really safe beef product.
Boreen says the process of treating the beef trimmings with an ammonia-based gas to kill bacteria is safe.
It's actually a well-established processing intervention that has a long history of success that's been approved by USDA.
And Boreen says by using trimmings, the industry has found a way to use the whole cow.
What we're doing here is we're being very efficient. We're being very sustainable because we're not letting anything go to waste.
The USDA says it continues to affirm the safety of lean beef trimmings or pink slime. But in making its announcement today, it will give schools a choice. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.